Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the three P's of our profession. Now, if you profess to be a Christian, that means that you have a work to do for God. And what is it that God expects you to do? Well, the three P's of our profession are number one, preaching. That's preaching the gospel throughout all the world. The second P is preparing. That means if you are already a mature Christian, you can help to be preparing other newer Christians to grow up into the full measure and stature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And then the third P of our profession is providing. That means providing for people in need. And I'm going to highlight three schools in Kenya that need your assistance. Let's first turn over to Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. This is Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. Now, before we get started in reading this scripture, I want to kind of put you at rest. I'm not going to be asking you for money. That's right. I know that in many cases you tune into a radio program and they're asking you for your financial support, and you never know if that money gets to its intended destination. And I'm not trying to discourage you from giving money to support whatever programs you hear about. But I'm not going to ask you for money, just like we never ask you for money to support our radio program. I'm not going to ask you for money to support these schools that I'm going to highlight. But still, you can support these schools in other ways. And listen to the scripture here in Matthew chapter 14, verses 14 through 21. This is a story about how the disciples were telling Jesus, send the crowds away so that they can buy food for themselves. And Jesus turns around and says, no. I'm not going to send them away so that they provide for themselves. I'm going to keep them here so that you provide for them. Because God wants us to be involved in His business, in His work of providing for people in need. That's the third P of our profession. So if you profess to be a Christian, you have a job to do. So let's listen to this story. Jesus went out and saw a great crowd, and He was moved with compassion toward them. See His response? He saw a great crowd. He perceived that they had a need. He didn't want to send them away. No, He was moved with compassion. He felt something emotionally, and He did something physically. Verse 15, when evening was near, Jesus' disciples came to Him, saying, send the crowd away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to leave. You give them something to eat. That's right, keep them here, and you give them something to eat. You need to be involved in this process. And the disciples said to Jesus, but we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, bring them here to me. See, this is an object lesson. We might not have a lot. You might only have the capability of buying 10 pads, 10 pencils, 10 pencil sharpeners. But believe me, if you bring that to God, this seed that you are sowing, God can multiply it greatly to provide for people's needs. So Jesus said, bring what you have here to me. And Jesus commanded the crowd to recline on the grass. Then He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, the little bit of stuff that the disciples had. But looking up to heaven in front of everybody, He prayed to God. He blessed the food. He broke it in smaller pieces. And then notice what He did. It wasn't Yeshua that gave this food to the people. Yeshua gave the loaves to His disciples. And then the disciples gave the food to the crowd. You see how Yeshua got His disciples involved in this process. They were professing to be Christians, followers of Christ, followers of the Messiah, the one anointed to save the world. And Yeshua was saying, if you want to follow me, if you want to be a Christian, one of the anointed ones that is doing my Father's work, then you need to provide for people. And so he gave the food to his disciples, and then the disciples gave the food to the crowd, and all the crowd ate and were filled. And on top of that, the disciples took up 12 handfuls of food, and they had extra, obviously, after everybody ate and were filled. There still remained extra food. That's how abundantly God can bless the little bit that we have to supply great needs and still have a lot left over. Now, how many people were fed? You probably know this story, but how many people were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? It says the number of people who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So if there were an equal number of women, that's 10,000 people. And if there were twice as many children, that means that there were 10,000 children. That means that perhaps there were 20,000 people that were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves because of the miracle that Christ did. So, what can you do? The little bit that you have can go a long way. First, if you pray, God, please bless this little bit that I have to provide abundantly for people. Multiply what I have in a miraculous way to provide for people. And then the second thing is to give. The program we're asking you to support today is Shabnam Resources in Chennai, India. Shabnam is spelled S-H-A-B, as in boy, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, M, Shabnam, and it means early rains, which conveys the message of hope. When the early rains come, you are anticipating with great hope that it's going to soak the ground. The ground will be so fertile that the tender shoots from plants can grow up, piercing through the ground and produce an abundant harvest. And so Shabnam Resources, they seek to get people in early stages to help them to blossom. It's a wonderful program. My wife and I had a chance to visit Chennai, India, and we saw this program in action. And one of the things that they do is they teach Christian living principles. They teach people how to get away from some of their old customs. They teach them how to live like Christ lived, practicing honesty, practicing sexual purity, practicing good hygiene. Another thing that this program does is they care for HIV-infected people. Unfortunately, when a wife's husband dies from AIDS, the woman is then outcast. And if you know anything about the Indian culture, there are some people who are at the lower caste already. And then on top of that, if they are associated with someone who died of AIDS, they are cast out even further. And so Shabnam Resources, they care for HIV-infected people by providing homes for them, by providing food for them, and providing medicine for them. Also, Shabnam Resources takes care of orphans. They have two different aspects, where one aspect is they'll pair orphans with families so that these families can feed these children and send these children to school. And Shabnam Resources provides the finances for these families so that these families can feed the kids and have the money to send them to school. And another thing is where there's not enough families to be paired up with orphans, Shabnam Resources has actually started an orphanage itself, where they take in these kids and they have volunteers to take care of the kids. And they're in the process of building an orphanage now. So great and wonderful things are happening there. And many of these people who formerly were Hindus are now coming to the Lord and becoming Christians as a result of Shabnam Resources providing for people in need. So I pray that you will be inspired to give the little bit that you can give to support Shabnam Resources. And again, we're not asking for money. My wife and I and other people, we give money to Shabnam Resources for their operating expenses as well as to provide for people in need. We're just asking you to provide things like pencils, paper, pencil sharpeners, textbooks, anything like that, even clothes, anything that you can send to them to help support in these different programs. Some of you may even want to visit India and volunteer your efforts. Feel free to do that. So we're not asking you for money. We are asking for whatever you can give, praying that God would multiply it and use it to really provide for these people. So if you want to support Shabnam Resources, you can send things directly to Shabnam Resources, and I'll give you the address. Shabnam, again, is spelled S-H-A-B, as in boy, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, M as in Mary. Shabnam Resources, 5 Buddha Street, and that's B-U-D-D-H-A, 5 Buddha Street in Chennai, India. Chennai is spelled C-H-E-N-N-A-I. The zip code there is 600024, and that's in India. So that's Shabnam Resources, 5 Buddha Street, Chennai, 600024, India. The director is Michael Hubert. That's Michael Hubert, and his name is his last name is spelled H-U-B-E-R-T. Michael Hubert. You can contact him at the following email address. M, as in Mary, R, as in Robert, H-U, B as in boy, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, 72. That's MRHUBERT 72 at yahoo.com. Now, if you don't have the finances to send something directly to Shabnam Resources in Chennai, India, then you can send it to our post office box address here in the U.S. And we are a 501c3 corporation, so your donations will be tax deductible. Please just send us a note letting us know which program you are supporting, because in our previous program, we talked about a school in Kenya that we visited. In our next program, we'll be talking about a school in Thailand that we visited. So please let us know which program you're supporting. But you can send your donation here to Christian Ambassadors Incorporated. That's Christian Ambassadors Incorporated, Post Office Box 362033. That's Post Office Box 362033. That's in Decatur, Georgia, 30036-2033. That's Decatur, and Decatur is spelled D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Decatur, Georgia, 30036-2033. We'll be happy to then forward on your donation to Shabnam Resources. Again, thanks for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, and may God be in you.